we're trying to find a new theme song, and we want to do something that isn't about us, and is actually, we want to do a new theme song that's by somebody else.
That was almost like the newsroom slash, like a video game intro. I like it.
Okay, so that is the theme song. I just wanted to start off the show by saying, the city of Cleveland, you gotta listen to this. Have you heard about this, Seth, about the dirt bike?
I mean, I'm living
in a world I just don't understand about this dirt bike track.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So you know about the criminal. There's actually many criminals.
You know, there's going to be a lot of criminals on the dirt bike track. What kind of person rides a dirt bike or even owns a dirt bike?
I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
There, you have seen the mayhem. The mayhem is all over. It's on I-90 East. It's on I-90 West. It's on the Jennings Freeway, and it's down by Steel Yard, and it's on the west side and mostly on the east side, but now it's getting over on the west side more. And you know I'm from the east side.
Clogging up the inner belt.
There are these giant dirt bike guys, criminals. At least they travel in at least hundreds, or at least it feels like hundreds, and they're going hundreds of miles per hour. And they're big, giant criminals on these little, tiny, homemade dirt bikes.
And they got big, homemade tires, and they do wheelies.
And they're clogging up every route, almost to the point where you can't get to work. And they're going so fast, but the ones in the back are actually pretty slow because it's so clogged. And actually, now that I think about it, it's just always clogged. And with these giant criminals on homemade dirt bikes with the homemade wheels, is it clay wheels? It's unbelievable. And you know, we don't get that many callers anymore, Seth, as you well damn well know. Because
I know about that.
We are failing in terms of our listeners. We are failing our listeners. But it just so happens we just got a phone call right now and hey, beer in the air.
Well, that was quite a lot of build-up for somebody who's on the show every freaking week. What's up, fellas? It's saying his name again.
Oh, it's so unbelievably disappointing to hear you instead of just a regular listener.
That's my laugh. So, anyway, I just want to let you guys know, I got clipped by one of those freaking bikers you're talking about on their dirt bikes. Got clipped on the road. My car flipped like 4,500 times or something like that. And now I'm running late.
Are you
and
hurt?
On top of that, you guys know it. No, yeah, yes, I'm hurt, but you guys know about how I have the glaucoma and I'm not even supposed to be on the road. Sydney wouldn't give me a ride to work because, oh, I could say the B word about my wife, Sydney, right now, but I'm not going to because I'm running late. I'm hurt.
You can say it.
You can say it.
No, see, I'm hurt, fellas. I'm hurt.
Hey, Lamigan, guess what? While you were just yakking just now, I was trying to get another caller on the air. Someone was calling in.
Well, I'm calling in late. I'll be there soon. So goodbye. Enjoy your new caller.
Well, he already hung up. I think he gave up because he heard you were on the air.
Rude.
You can give us a phone call. We're ready to talk. Again, the number is 216-368-2208. And you don't have to be shy because we're always welcoming. And we got a taker. You're in the air.
Well, the spaceman rode a dirt bike.
What about the dirt bike?
Spaceman was riding a dirt bike. He put his finger up in my booty.
The spaceman did the what in the booty?
Pumped his finger up my ass.
Do you know what the dirt bikers?
Yeah.
Can you give us any information on the illegal bikers?
They came from out of state.
And do you see them clogging up our inner freeways?
Yeah.
And you're saying they came from where?
Outer space.
And you're saying they did what to you?
Put their finger up my you-know-what.
You know, there's a lot of them, so they all did this. You know that there's hundreds of them, right?
Yep.
100 people put their finger up your...
Mm-hmm.
And what was the word you used?
Yep.
They put their finger up your what?
Up your you-know...
Yeah, you know, did he say Aga?
He thought we were baiting him.
We were, because he called in and instantly started spewing, and we couldn't quite get any clarity from him. And when I can't get clarity, when the world's all so foggy as it is, I tend to get frustrated, and I didn't quite take it out on him yet. But I'm not going to be shy about saying that I would have.
When we get these callers, and you know, they start off, and they're saying something really smart, you know, and I buy in, hook, line, and sinker. And then you ask for the clarity, little Triv, and they just go blank.
I try to walk them through their points, because usually... Okay,
they look foolish.
This is what happens with a caller. They call in, and they don't realize they're on the air, because we just put them right on the air. It's a bad idea, but it's what we do. And they're in the middle of saying something when I press the button to put them on. And so they're halfway through the best part of the call. And so I try to walk them through to repeat what they were saying. And then they turn it into something so bad, Seth.
Yeah, half the time it turns into a different story altogether.
And that's why you can't trust a caller. And you also can't trust a listener. If we did the show in terms of listeners and what they wanted to hear, you wouldn't hear half the stuff we had to say. Then speaking of our listeners, who I think are turning into the enemy, we have some letters from listeners, and these came from our fax machine, which is working again. We have finally done the fax machine again. So before I get started on these letters, we'll let our little buddy give us one more chance here to say what he's got to say. You're on the air.
The spaceman came rolling the dirt bark in my backyard.
So the spaceman came rolling up with a dirt bike in your yard.
Yeah.
I heard all of that the right way.
Yeah.
And do you know that there are hundreds of them?
Yeah.
Did they all clog up your backyard?
They put their finger up my you know what after that.
They all did?
Yeah, one by one.
It's an uncomfortable thought, but I believe it.
Yeah.
Do you live on the west side or the east side?
Caller, do you find the comedy, even though your situation is terrible, do you find the comedy in it? At least the part about the you know what?
Yeah.
Do you like comedy?
Yeah.
Are you going to... Is this the type of phone call where in order to have a conversation, we have to ask you long questions and get short answers?
Yeah.
Would you be offended if I told you I did not want to have that conversation? It's called caller ID, people, and we got the number. The listener is the enemy. Our first letter from a listener, which was faxed to us, and we like the idea of getting faxes, because in today's day and age, you cannot trust a phone or an email. You saw what happened with WikiLeak. Dear little Triv, Have you ever been treated like royalty? Like a big fat king on a chair surrounded by peasants? Oh, I'm sorry, surrounded by pheasants who feed you chicken legs and round grapes. Come to Haufbrauhaus. It's the latest attraction. Actually, little Triv, I'm just a waiter there. And I'd like you to come to the restaurant sometime so I can serve you and say hello. I am a big fan of your discussions. You seem wise and comical. Good choice of words. And I think we could have a laugh or two between me getting your food and you making you pay. And making you pay. That might get uncomfortable, little Triv, me making you pay. Because that's how restaurants work, you know. You tell me the food you want based off a long list of meals. Then I get you the meal. And then at the end of the night, just when everyone's having so much fun, I walk up and may you make it. And I force you to eat it. I force you to use your money to pay for the food that I gave you that chose you from the list. So what do you think? Are you willing to come to my restaurant, Haufbrauhaus, even though that means I'm going to put you through the uncomfortable moment of making you pay for the food you just ate? Either way, I will treat you like a big, fat, kind, loyal German king. Well, all except for the part where I force you to pay for the food I give you. I hope you are willing to set aside the discomfort so that you can come to my restaurant, Haufbrauhaus, and meet me and say hello and share some laughs. Because I like you and your show, and when the fun is over, I want to make you pay for what you eat. Sincerely and severely, DeAndre Sand, waiter. Well, thank you, DeAndre. I think it's a nice offer. We got somebody on the air. You're in the air.
Yeah, a UFO is in my backyard.
You've got my attention.
Yeah, a UFO.
Is it one of those, one of the normal ones? The yeah. Shape, at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any other details that would you'd like to share?
Flying saucers.
Flying saucers.
Yeah.
Now, when you say it's in your backyard,
yeah,
you mean it's in that, like it's in your backyard?
Yeah.
Are you gonna try to investigate?
Yeah.
I think you are a fool.
Yeah.
I think you're a bad little boy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about closing the phone lines down. He's not making it to the podcast, which, by the way, we got a podcast. Every episode gets edited down. We take out all the commercials and all the bad parts, and we make it into a nice podcast, and he's not making the cut. We still got letters from listeners.
What's funny about what he did just now?
It seemed to be the punchline was an insinuous comment at the top of the call, and then he would make us answer or ask him questions, and then he would just say, yeah. And I just don't see the humor. I'm an Adam Sandler kind of guy. That must be... it's just...
Different style. Different era.
It's another era.
Dustin Hoffman style.
Oh, here's a letter. Dear little Triv and the Fat Boy Gang, one big question. Why don't you support Trump anymore? If this was a phone call, I'd be screaming, but you three barely do your radio show anymore, so I figured I'd write a letter. Screw you. Severely, Randall Reagan in Chagrin Falls. I'd like to say something about the fact that people think we're not doing our show enough. It makes us feel unlistened to and unlistenable when you don't call in. We like telephone calls, and when you go weeks without a single telephone call. It's discouragement. But we do the show, and when we don't do the show, we're trying to play reruns. People like reruns. We will continue doing the show every Wednesday at midnight. And if you don't hear the show at Wednesday at midnight, it means it's the day off. And when it's the day off, I'm still getting paid for the day off. We'll take this guy one more time. You're on the air.
The spacemen don't support Donald Trump.
And why don't he like Donald Trump?
Because he's not a booty guy.
You don't think Donald Trump's a booty guy? Then what is he?
Because they say he doesn't smell good.
Ten.
The space the spacemen don't support him.
Eight. Seven.
Yeah.
Six.
The spacemen don't support him.
Five. Four.
Speed up your story, buddy.
Yeah.
Three.
Two. One.
Two, one. I got the number.
We're ripping the phone out of the wall.
It's powerful having somebody's phone number when they do things like that. The things you can do when you get back. When you get back in your home. Especially when you live in a ranch house like me in a ranch. Here's another letter. Hi there, boys. So I was wondering... Oh, we're going to hold off on this one. We're about to take a break, but this one's a good one. I'll read the letter, and we'll leave you hanging for a second. Hi there, boys. So I was wondering how Seth has been holding up since his video went big. Man, you really let your daughter have it, man. What a bad girl she was to you, and you let her have it. Good for you. Is that why you don't do the show anymore? Seth too big for his britches? Is Seth too good for the show now that the video was viral? Forever young, Terry and Medina, and that's where we take our break. I just gotta find some music to just blast off into the commercial break. Seth's pulling something off the wall. He always picks up the very good.
Speaking of off the wall, I'm back.
Lamigan.
Little Trev.
Briefly explain what happened, and then we're going to cut to a commercial break.
I got clipped by one of those big dirt bikers from East Cleveland. Oh, it was nasty what they did to my body. They hit me so I went through the windshield, blasted right onto 90, and you guys have been to 90, big, huge highway in Cleveland. And my body just smeared, and I got back in my car. They drove off, ha-ha. And I have on my way back here in my tattered, flaming vehicle. And here I am. Ta-da! Do I get a bonus or what? Yeah, I'm crabby. What are you looking at?
It's all right, so we're back from our break. I hope you enjoyed that little last minute tune. We always like to surprise the listeners. We had a phone caller who didn't feel like it was worth it to stay on hold. I am going to read this letter again that we got right before the break. We actually get our letters through fax machine because it's really the only thing we can trust anymore. And it's about a viral video having to do with Seth. First, we'll take this caller. You're on the air.
Spaceman likes that song.
All right, so this letter says, "Hi there, boys. So I was wondering about Seth and how he has been holding up since his video went big. Man, you really let your daughter have it, man. What a bad girl she was to you, and you let her have it. Good for you. Is that why you don't do the show anymore? Seth too big for his britches? Is Seth too good for the show now that his video is viral? Forever young, Terry and Medina." So, we are going to play So over the weekend, Seth's video...
This was huge, and it was on Ellen.
It was Facebook Live. He was doing a Facebook Live video, if you know some of our older listeners.
Seth, can you tell the listeners what Facebook Live is? Because you really like that. I watched you.
Well, I watched you watch... Facebook Live-ing his daughter. You just was treating his daughter.
I watched him sit there and watch three episodes of King of Queens on Facebook Live.
So you were watching King of Queens through my Facebook Live video?
Yeah, I heard it because I don't have cable, so I was just listening to you watch it. So I was just listening. It's still pretty funny when you're just listening.
Well, yeah, Seth, you gotta be embarrassed.
I know how to laugh at myself.
But you do
one
anything.
Of my best qualities.
You
but
do
I,
anything.
I, you know, I this shouldn't have been. This shouldn't have got out.
Well,
this
you
shouldn't
just
have been on the internet.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, Seth does Facebook Live for every moment of his life, pretty much lately, because he's trying to be more social media. So he made this video, and it got loose.
It went viral.
Loose.
It is him berating his daughter worse than you've ever heard a father berate their daughter. It is truly comical.
Oh, he does rip into her. He lets her have it, like, the listeners.
Play the clip, Seth.
It's one of the worst I've done.
What you said to your daughter was so hurtful.
You guys have blessed them.
It's so shameful.
Emily, what'd you do for fun today?
I went to school and then I went to Girl Scouts.
Wait a second. Emily?
Yes?
What's in your mouth?
Candy? Bananas?
Stick out your tongue. Let me see. Get in there. What's in? You have my dip in your mouth. Are you crazy? You want to get cancer?
No.
Do you know about cancer?
No.
Oh.
That is comical.
That taught
comical. Yo, also, I played the clip very loudly.
Steph, what did she say?
I love my daughter. What did she say after
I said... I don't believe you after that.
What'd she say after that? And then what'd she say when she found out that this was viral?
Well, let's just say that she piddled.
Steph, can you please play the clip again?
We gotta hear that again. You ripped into her. I seriously have never heard a father take so much firm responsibility with his daughter. Because American girls, these days are just going berserk. Much empty freaking V.
My dad was mean. Beat me. But he never said anything like this.
You guys have blessed them.
Emily, what'd you do for fun today?
I went to school and then I went to Girl Scouts.
Wait a second. Emily?
Yes?
What's in your mouth?
Candy? Bananas?
Stick out your tongue. Let me see. Get in there! What's in... You have my dip in your mouth? Are you crazy? You want to get cancer?
No.
Do you know about cancer?
No.
Oh, my, every time it gets funnier. We got a caller on the air. What do you think about that that viral video?
Oh, it's a whoopee cushion. What was that? That sent a deep chill down my spine. Little Triv.
That was a little too creepy for me to...
I just had a dark vision in my mind, and I think I need to hear that video again to pull me out of it.
Let's do it how, like, other news sources like TMZ, People, do it, and I'll pause it after... each big moment.
Hurry, because I am about to faint.
Oh, Emily, what did you do for fun today?
I went to school and then I went to Girl Scouts.
Right away, guilty.
All right, guilty.
She's so cute.
No 10-year-old girls doing that.
Yeah, no, no way. She's so sweet.
She sounds like she's got tobacco in her mouth.
She's talking like her mouth is filled to the guts with straight dip.
Keep rolling it.
Wait a second. Emily?
Yes?
What's in your mouth?
Okay, I admit I was a little accusatory there.
I should
have been nicer about
it. I think you left out the can to see if she would try it. And she found your grizzly, and she tried it, and you got her. Because you had to have had that speech planned. That didn't just come out of nowhere. You had that planned. Little Triff, what do you think? Do you think you planned that speech out? He was waiting for it to rip into her.
I don't think you could plan that kind of rage.
That passion. Yeah, the passion a father has for his daughter.
Do you change your mind?
Yes. I think that he didn't plan that. I think that the father's rage for how much he cares for his daughter is so important and rare that there is no way that he could have planned how he would react to his daughter engaging in cancerous activity.
All right, play the rest of the clip.
No way.
So she has candy in her. No.
What kind of candy would it be?
I don't buy it at all.
What kind of candy?
No candy you put in your mouth makes your words sound like that.
Taffy?
Nope.
Little Triff?
Nope.
Little Triff. Saltwater taffy?
Salty taffy.
Don't you have some story about saltwater taffy?
You and
saltwater taffy?
Saltwater. Something about you floating in saltwater thinking it was taffy? Thinking something about
you've
taffy.
You got some funny story.
You have like a saying.
I don't think it was as funny as you guys remember it.
You have like a parable that you wrote. It's you remember not when a you parable. Were writing? You were writing your own Bible. Remember?
The short version is: I choked to death on a piece of salty taffy, not saltwater taffy, and then I had an out of body experience.
You had an out of body experience, or Lennon had an out of body experience?
Lennon?
It sounded like you just said Lennon had the body out of experience.
I said
Lennon.
Then I had it out of body.
Oh, I thought you said Lennon.
John Lennon. John Lennon,
yes.
Shot in the neck.
By a rabid fan. Fanboy. Big fan fanatic.
A big fan man. Okay, so... Anyways, I was choking on a taffy, knew where I was going. Within 30 seconds, I knew, okay, this is the last, that was the last breath I would take.
That's the last candy you'd have.
And I said, this is my last rodeo. And then, we should get into this another time. Let's just listen to the clip.
Candy.
Okay.
You got to memorize now, Lamigan?
Pretty much, you said candy.
How many times did you watch it, Lamigan?
What's in your mouth? 500,000 candy.
What's in your mouth?
Candy.
Let me just repeat how many views this video has. 567.
Holy crap.
Stick out your tongue.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
Let me get in there. What's in...
Manassas.
Don't be. Get it in there.
Not you. What did she say? Your little daughter.
She said molasses.
Oh, you feed her molasses? That's like an old pioneer snack. You feed her pioneer food?
You have my dip in your mouth?
That's when I realized.
That was the moment.
I've stuck my finger on her bottom lip. And yanked out a big wad. Hardly had been chewed.
I gotta take a quick break for a message.
My country used to be sweet land of liberty that once was true.
Nothing better. Then dead air. When you turn the dial around and you are looking for something to listen to, nothing better than dead air. Okay, Oh, we do have a caller. This is really exciting, and it's going to be you. You're the lucky caller. Play the clip. We have a viral clip from Seth's Facebook Live. 567 views is slated to be played on Ellen.
Emily, what'd you do for fun today?
I went to school and then I went to Girl Scouts.
Wait a second. Emily?
Yes?
What's in your mouth?
Candy? Bananas?
Stick out your tongue. Let me see. Get in there! What's in... You have my dip in your mouth? Are you crazy? You want to get cancer?
No.
Do you know about cancer?
No.
I love that video clip.
I think we gotta put a little pause button on that clip because I have heard some breaking news. Okay. John McCain, heard of him?
Seen him? Voted for him?
He teared up today on CNN. Look it up.
Those chipmunk cheeks.
Both chipmunk cheeks. You gotta look it up. Hurry. Little Trev, as fast as your chubby little fingers can go. Look it up. Yeah. Look it up today. Now. Yes. Yippee. Look it up. John McCain cries tears down his chipmunk cheeks. Look it up today. Look it up now. John McCain cries on CNN. John McCain cries on CNN. Look it up.
Select committee is ending. And
who has done it? Prove the. Don't interrupt me like you did, Senator Smith. So for you to allege that, along with many other allegations that you have made that are patently and totally false and deceptive to the American people, especially.
I got you one better. 1 hour of Tucker Carlson.
Tucker, this is not what I want. I mean, I can't.
John McCain today.
I can't. Sorry, Lamigan.
So Matt Drudge tweeted today, and he rarely does. Can you guess what he said? Seth, you guess first. What did Drudge say? I wish. Now, basically what happened is Oprah said that Trump made her realize that she can run for president. So Drudge tweeted, Let's make it happen. I am so happy. I think Oprah would be a wonderful candidate for president to run against Donald Trump. Against.
So who is Jeff Sessions?
Oh, he's this. What happened with him was Russian. And I don't like talking about Russian crap. I don't like the Russian stories. Because Russia, my grandfather was in the Cold War, and he fought against them and hates them, and I don't like hearing stories
but
about them.
But aren't you a torture artist?
Funny you should say that. But yes, the thing is, I'm getting very serious now because I don't like talk about Russia. I don't think that I like anything about them, their people, or what they stand for, or what they're doing to our election. And I think that they ruined the election. And I think they stopped Ms. Forini from becoming the vice president of the United States.
Have you come to terms with your torture?
Look, you guys always want to talk to me about this stuff, and I think it's just an effort to normalize me, but this is the thing. I'm just going to be serious tonight, okay? I wanted to see a certain video, and the certain video wasn't played, so I'm not going to be my normal, fun, cheerful Lamigan self. I'm just going to sit here and let you guys do the rest of the talking because I'm not happy about the way things are going tonight at all.
Okay, well, little Triv, I thought we were going somewhere with that saltwater story.
I don't want to hear about the saltwater story.
Anytime there's a situation where I have to talk for too long.
Little Trev, you have a hard voice to listen to.
It's unlistenable.
I think you're the reason why we're losing listeners, and I'm just saying that because I'm in a bad mood, but I think I mean it. I think your voice is the reason why we're losing listeners. You don't have the voice of radio. You aren't the voice, son of the voice of Cleveland.
I'll say this without getting tearful. I'll try to not be tearful.
I don't want to see your tears. I want to see John McCain crying when he talks about his friendship with Lindsey Graham. How hard is that to understand? I'm about to bust out of this little plexiglass cage and gas everywhere.
It's hard for me to talk about this. But do you guys remember many months ago we had Richie Ramone call in, and I couldn't even talk to him.
He didn't want to hear your voice.
Because every time I asked him a question, he either hung up, thought the line was going out, or just didn't like the way my voice sounded.
It's loading.
What's loading? Introduce what you're about to do if you're going to interrupt me. I was in the middle of saying something.
Continue, then.
It was done. Play the clip.
But John, to me, has one quality that is really special. He will fight for his friends. In 2014, I had six primary opponents from mildly disturbed to completely crazy. John came down and stood by me because I dared work with people on the other side to solve an immigration problem. I'm a good conservative, I think, but I don't mind working with the other side. John was going to be up for election. And I wasn't the most popular person on talk radio. He stood with me and followed me around everywhere I went. When I ran for president, most of you missed it. John was with me. The bottom line is, folks, that the people that he served with in jail will tell you the same thing in prison that I will tell you.
With the jail?
He is loyal to his friends. He loves his country. And if he has to stand up to his party for his country, so be it. He would die for this country.
That's when he's crying. He just started crying.
Hey, you know what my biggest takeaway? Turn off the phone. My biggest takeaway? John McCain is a criminal.
That's right. That's absolutely right. It's true.
Well, he was in jail with other men?
He was in jail in another country. That is bad.
He is a war criminal.
He's a war criminal.
John McCain is a war criminal.
And he tried to get people to break him out. I don't think that's very heroic.
That's treason.
I think he's a traitor.
He's worse than
Bin Laden.
John McCain is far worse than I can say almost any terrorist's name.
Say one.
Well, you said Bin Laden, and I'm not sure if I can name another terrorist.
Huh? Seth, can you name another terrorist?
Well, he's the big one.
Yeah, he's the big one.
I could probably...
You already said it.
I can say one.
Yeah.
That it's the only other one that I know. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Very Muslim name.
Something about what you just said just gave me a little shiver.
Because he's the man who orchestrated the 9/11 tax.
You mean the taxes?
The 911 people who died on September 11th.
What about,
It was a simulation?
It was a degradation of American values. But you're close.
What about the other Big Bopper, Hussein?
The Big Bopper.
Oh, yeah, the Big Bopper. He looks like a big Italian chef, doesn't he? Saddam Hussein.
Nicknamed the Big Bopper.
And call him
Mario.
He looked like Mario.
Do you remember that movie, Super Mario Brothers?
Yep, it was about two Saddam Husseins who bopped around in pipes.
It was a green Saddam Hussein and a red Saddam Hussein, and they just threw bombs.
And you know what's funny? They found him in one of those Mario pipes. He's in his underwear with a pistol. They yanked him out and said, hello.
Why?
No, stop. They said, hello.
Every picture you see of Saddam Hussein,
he's in his wearing shorts. He's and has a gun
with a crazy hair.
He's one of the craziest. I love him.
I'm going to say something treasonous, but that's a man I'd follow to hell and back.
I do. I would go to hell, and I would ride a roller skate down hell's deepest valley for Saddam Hussein.
For that, no, see, this is the difference between you and me, little Triv. You worship Saddam Hussein. I worship that man with the crazy hair who lived in the spider hole. I just think the guy who has the balls to do that is someone who I would go to hell for.
So I like just the guy. When you like the guy he became after he was in hiding.
I don't like him, what he stands for, what his name is. I just like the idea of a guy just living in a hole with a pistol in his underwear with crazy hair. That is something that I can't support.
I just need to say a disclaimer. The following and preceding views and opinions expressed in this show are and were only those of the producers and guests. Rest in peace, producer John.
He's the only producer we ever had in
and
here.
He hung himself. And they're not necessarily those of Case Western Reserve University, WREW-FM, and its staff or management, or even me. I said that I like Saddam Hussein and I support him, and pretty much did I say that I worship him?
You said you worship him.
You said you protect him in hell.
Okay, and I'm not going to backtrack, but I want to clarify that at least he had control of his people. And I will backtrack that. I'm going to backtrack the statements that I made about Saddam Hussein. All of them.
Let's go through the rest of the plans for the night.
Yeah, we have less than a minute. Go ahead. Rest of the plans.
So, yeah, you got, Lamigan, you got some stuff coming up?
Oh, well, I traveled this past 2 weeks. I had a whole bunch of dispatches for you. Went to CPAC, went to Niagara Falls.
This is all stuff we're going to have to cover next week. We don't have any time, Lamigan. I didn't know there were other subjects.
The news will be rusty.
I thought the whole show was going to be about Seth's boring video.
Oh, man. Well, listen, I went to Niagara Falls. You guys ever been there?
What about the deaths in Canada? Or in Kansas?
Oh, the deaths?
Yes.
The shootings?
The deaths. He said the deaths. The deaf people.
Oh, yeah. They're not doing closed captions anymore.
Oh. Just in Kansas?
I don't know. I live in Ohio, bud. I live in Ohio, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Don't call me buddy.
Well, little Triv just got in his car. I can hear it starting outside. Seth, I just heard him slam the door. So I guess the show is over. Good night, and thanks for everything.